The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca.
Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks very much, Jen. We're living it up loud and proud for episode 216, featuring three of the most progressive rock bands in all of Atlantic Canada right now. It's more than just a trend. Moncton-based Omnivid has just released a debut album, A Tale of Fire, and boy, is it ever. Singer-guitarist Samuel Frenette will join us to tell us more about the Omnivid story. Then we'll have a couple of back-to-back bonus tracks from Nova Scotia's Obad High and from Newfoundland. We'll hear from The Order of the Precious Blood. No fooling, that's the name of the band. Getting us underway this week from Omnivid and their debut album, A Tale of Fire, this is Clarity on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Atlantic Access this week. We're featuring the music of Omnivid, or if you prefer, Omnivide, and their brand new album. It's their debut, and believe it or not, after what you've just heard, this is a new band, but no doubt they have very experienced players. We just heard the songs Cosmic Convergence, and we kicked it off with Clarity. We're talking with one of the Samuel, of Omnivide, or Omnivid, a five-piece Moncton-based band, comprised of Nicolas Pierre Boudreau on guitars, Alex Cormier on bass, Marc-André Richard on drums, and then we have Samuel Lavoie on keyboards and Samuel Frenette on vocals and guitars. And everyone's going to be finding out, like I am right now, which Samuel I'm talking to. Go!
Samuel Frenette.
Okay. There's only one word that comes to mind when I'm listening to the songs on this album, and it is epic. Epic as in capital epic. It's just mind-blowing what you guys have put together here.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, that's certainly one of the vibes we focused on to try to bring out musically. A bit of epicness, you know, we're power metal fans and we like kind of grandiose music, so that's cool. Cool that's the thing that came to your mind.
Well, here's the thing, too, that kind of is an indication of this whole symphonic metal. That's something new to me. I'm not really familiar with the terminology. Death metal, yes. Progressive rock and progressive metal, absolutely. It's the keyboard element that kind of threw me for a loop, and I suppose that's where the symphonic element comes in, where the other Samuel is providing those keyboard sounds. What brainchild was that? Who's responsible for that thought? Because it really is making the difference.
That element just came from Nick and I were kind of the main songwriters. We each like mainly wrote four songs for the album that then, you know, we worked on with the band and between each other and stuff. But we eventually, like, at first we only had the kind of classic metal instruments like the guitars, bass, drums, and vocals. And then we were like, kind of like to add a bunch of this stuff onto it, like early on in the process, you know, as the songs were being written. And once we started doing it, we really just followed that thread because we were really enjoying writing with that inclusion. And
Also, progressive with a capital P. Anyone who's into progressive rock was really going to get a kick out of this, because the band was formed in 2020, as early as pre-pandemic, or how did the pandemic kind of play into this a little bit?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the date we give, but essentially, like, three of the members came from a previous band called Sunbird. We were an Opeth tribute band for a couple years, and then we kind of transitioned to doing our own music, three of the five members of that band, and eventually found the other two. So we technically, like, were already writing stuff in 2018, 2019, but we really got together and started jamming in 2020. So I remember one of our first jams was right when the pandemic came down and everything started shutting down. So it's right about that time, I would say, that we started jamming.
I watched this performance video you've done for one of the tracks. It's called Opulence. But that's just one example of the videos that are already out there. And what I'm seeing is when you're performing live, there's a certain reverence to the music, if you know what I mean. It's all about the music. You guys are putting so much emphasis on your performances.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it definitely is a lot about the music for us. Like, when I'm not, I guess, really a natural, like, showman or hype person for live shows or for videos and stuff like that, I enjoy just focusing on the music, and I think a lot of the other band members do as well, where our parts are challenging we're always trying to challenge ourselves with the stuff we write, so the focus is kind of needed anyways.
So anyway, I would encourage folks to drop by on YouTube and check out the videos. Omnivid, by the way, is spelled Omnivide. Here's the tune Opulence, now from their debut album A Tale of Fire, on Atlantic Access. Tale of Fire, that's the title song from the brand new debut album from Omnivid. We're talking with Samuel Frenette, the vocalist and one of the guitarists in the band. Wow, A Tale of Fire, that is such a dramatic, bold statement. Fantastic title. Lots of graphic ideas come along with that. Fire conjures up such a powerful imagery, right? What's the correlation here between, you know, fire and that human instinct of just being raw?
The idea of kind of the album title and the concept of fire and how that's reflected in the lyrics came about partly through, as we were looking at what we wrote, we realized that that was a common theme, and that we were talking kind of a lot about death, rebirth, kind of the cycle of life in various ways, you know, some through stories. Some songs are more story oriented, while some are more just, I guess, not following a specific narrative. And throughout all that, there was a lot of references to fire, tied it all together by realizing that that was the most common thread in both our lyrics so far. And from there, the rest of the lyrics develop. It kind of suits the energy of the music as well. So
okay,
that's what we went for.
So you put a lot of care and effort into these songs. Some of these are of epic proportions, like 8 minutes. You know, these are really grind them out, cool, progressive threads that you got going on here. Out of all the songs that are on this album, Samuel, which one would you say was the most challenging?
Well, I'm sure that answer would be different for every member based on, like, you know, what they recorded. And you know, Nick and I, like I said, each wrote 4 songs. So I'm sure for Nick, it would be one of the songs that he wrote. But for me, if I had to choose between, you know, even all the songs, it would probably be Cosmic Convergence, just because it was a pretty intense song to put together and try to hit like a balance between heaviness, being melodic too, in a way that sounds aggressive. And then layering, you know, which was a challenge for all the songs, was layering the synth / orchestral samples. But that, and then there's a lot of clean vocals in that song, which I had a bit more trouble recording, just because it was my first album ever recording vocals at all. But especially I found the cleans just to be harder to nail to something I was happy with. But I think that would be the main reasons. Generally, guitar-wise, we managed to record everything. It was challenging across the board, but pretty equal. But I think the vocals and the arrangement on Cosmic are really what stand out to me if I think about it.
Yeah. Omnivid, if my recollection is, Omni kind of speaks, loosely translated, means everything or all, and vid, in French anyway, the translation would be empty. So if I was to read this, everything is empty.
Yeah, that's one way to see it. Or even just the contrast between the two words, like sort of everything and nothing. Instead of nothing, it's empty. It was really a combination of, we found that word combination cool.
Oh, listen, I love the IQ level of this band. I think there's a hunger for it because there's just so little of it around anymore. You know, do you guys read a lot, or where do you get the ideas for these things?
I read a lot of fantasy throughout my life. Like, I love like classic fantasy series, like obviously Lord of the Rings, but then more there's like Dragonlance, there's Name of the Wind, or like more recent ones, also Wheel of Time, just all these fantasy series. So there's no shortage of like references to fantasy content in my brain. So I guess I just pulled ish from that. But that song is like lyrically speaking, half, you know, it's kind of an emotional story. And then it's also tongue in cheek, obviously, with the title, right? The Stone Dragon. Just that we like to mix it up a bit, I guess.
All the best. We're speaking with Samuel Frenette, by the way, of the band Omnivid. And their debut album is the music we've been featuring. It's called A Tale of Fire. It's streaming everywhere. Samuel, thank you so much for your time, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking.
Well, this is Stone Dragon on Atlantic Access. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. And the theme this week is definitely progressive death metal type rock. And we're not done yet. The bonus tracks will also feature a couple of bands that are throwing down some serious heat in that direction. Listen for, from Newfoundland, The Order of the Precious Blood. Check out the track Cheaper, But I Will, coming up right after Obed High. Necromancy, now on Atlantic Access.
Back on this world to play again.
show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker at mixcloud.com/TerryP62. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.